Welcome to the Boat Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Vogue Podcast, in which I'll be re-interviewing professional actor and voice actor Earl Alexander, whom you guys might know best as the voice of Lewis from Left 4 Dead. For more interviews and other fun content, make sure to hit the like button and, most importantly, subscribe. Well, Earl, how are you doing today?
Man, you know, I'm doing all right. I'm doing real good. See, you make me sound cooler than I actually am in the intro, but I'll take that, you know.
How can you say something like that? The fans must be disappointed that you think of yourself like that.
No, man, it's you know, I'm just a regular cat, you know, just like everybody else, just doing my thing.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah, but it's still you know, we still think you're cool, regardless.
Okay, cool. All right, right on. Thank you, then. Yeah,
well,
man, I'm out here in the Northwest, man. You know, I'm hanging out in Seattle for about maybe another year or two.
Yeah.
And then I think I'm going to try to head up. I'm going to probably head up north for at least half the year up in Vancouver, Canada, because, you know, there's no film work or hardly any voice work left in Seattle at all. So I got to go to where the work is.
I'm sorry, I gotta pull off this joke, but Canada, Francis, we're in Pennsylvania.
Oh yeah, well, you know, it's only a couple hours away, man, up here, but you know.
Well, I remember you mentioning in like a very, very old interview that you have dreams of moving to Japan.
Oh, I'm at the end of the year, I'm gonna go down there for like 2-3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the end of the year. And then when I come back, you know, I'm gonna try to head up there. Cause you know, I run a tour business now here in Seattle. Actually, so it's 8 years now.
Oh wow.
And yeah, and so probably because when I talked to you, no, pandemic was over, kinda. I was probably just getting back going again.
Yeah.
Yeah, after that. So, you know, the business has been taking off and, you know, so I'm probably going to hire about 6 people here in about the next couple months because the tourist season here in Seattle is about maybe 6 months, 6 to 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just finished a tour probably about a little bit over an hour ago.
Oh, but, okay. That's cool.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's, you know, I'm doing like 2-3 a week now, but end of next month, I'm going like 7 days, you know. So I'm getting all that out the way so I can get back to the work that I really want to do.
You seem to be enjoying this touring stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because it's still, you know, you still get to, you know, it's I guess it's kind of like a job, but it's the job I created. So it's on my terms. So it's a way more fun. It's a lot more fun than I think working for somebody else. And it's getting to the point. So either in 2 years, I'll either sell the business or I'm gonna hire somebody to be me. So I don't have to be there. And so, you know, because as much as cool as the acting and the voice work and stuff is, you know, in reality, like in Seattle, I only know one person that kind of really much acts all the time, but he does a lot of theater. I don't know anybody personally that can just straight up make a living in this market as an actor or voice worker. It's not, so you got to go where it is, you know, unless, you know, you got to, now there are some people you got to like the little vocal booth and you can do that, but you're doing like, you know, commercials or just any kind of stuff like that just to make it. And then, you know, I want to do what
you
I
can take.
But I want to do what I enjoy. And even I'm going to start creating my own thing. And I got something up the pipeline that I can't mention yet. I might tell you a little bit later off camera, but it might even be Left 4 Dead related. I got to work it out. And if it jumps off the way that I plan on it, I might, because you're in, okay, where are you right now?
I'm in Slovakia in Europe.
Okay, that's okay. And so if it jumps off, and it's gonna be, if I can work it out, my left, if it's gonna be Left for dead related. If I can get it, I will pay. I might even fly you out here to come do your podcast here in Seattle.
Oh
It's gonna
wow.
be that dope.
Jesus. Well,
Yeah.
I do remember that when we had our interview previously, that you wanted to do something pretty cool, Left 4 Dead related, but also business related, your tour business, something combine the two. Maybe, you know, you would be cosplaying as Lewis, and you know, you would act out as the character as you're touring. You did mention something like that, so I'm not sure if
Yeah.
it's something related to that, but
It is something
maybe.
related to that, but I got to get all the, I got to work it out,
Yeah, of course, of
the
course.
legalities and everything, and but yeah, it's gonna be it should be it's gonna be off the chain.
Well, that would be amazing because you know the fans are always very interested in hearing from you, and you're not, you know, that active on social media. So, if
Yeah.
when they'll get to hear this in a few days, they'll be absolutely surprised and all over the top.
Yeah, so it's, because it, and if it works out, Zoe's gonna be working with me too. Oh,
Well, that,
Jen Taylor.
yeah,
Yeah,
Jen Taylor, Jen
yeah.
Taylor.
See, so I'm gonna take my hat off in the middle, but I was just pimping my business. Can you see it? See Seattle's best tours on the hat, on the beanie? Okay. So it was, I changed the name. The last time I was interviewing, I mean, you interviewed me, it was a Puget Sound Tours.
Yes,
So
yes,
that's
yes.
the name of the region who I am. They call it, oh, the Greater Puget Sound area. But nobody knows what the hell Puget Sound is except for the people that live here. And so they'd be like, oh, is this Puget Sound? Because it's spelled like Pugeti. And so I was like, oh, Seattle's Best Tours is available. So, I'm gonna take that name. And I think since I talked to you, that was because I got a the company got a really I got an award. So TripAdvisor, I mean, everybody knows what TripAdvisor is, I'm assuming. Y'all got TripAdvisor. And so like if you go there to buy a ticket, like the other company, it goes through Viator. That's where you buy the ticket. And so they ranked me in 2022 to 2023. I got ranked one of the top 20 experiences in the United States,
Oh, wow.
yeah. And so that brought me up quite a bit, and I was ranked like number one on TripAdvisor out of like 290 tours. Now I'm
Wow.
ranked like number two or three. I don't like the pressure. Number one is too much.
That's really great, Earl. That's really
Yeah.
nice.
So I'm getting the money out the way, so then I can, make my own content, and I'm still going to try to work for, others, but I definitely want to do my own.
Yeah, pursue your dream by all means,
Yeah.
of course. Do you ever meet any Left 4 Dead fans on these tours?
Oh, today I had the lady that was on the, she called her son, on the, I had like, only like eight people. They were from the East Coast, like Boston. I'm about as far away from Boston as you can get and still be in the United States. So they're way over here. I'm like way over here. And I was just mentioning to them certain things, and then they started asking like, hey, well, what have you done? And I'm mentioning stuff that I think they would know, just some of the company stuff and things that I've done, other, because Amazon, Microsoft, all these companies are here. I've worked for all these guys, but they're like industrial videos or voice work. And so then I mentioned, well, if you look at me online, probably one of the more popular things was the Left 4 Dead. And then I didn't know she was texting her son. Her son's like 27. And then he's like, oh yeah, I played that game. Yeah, I played it. Well, so yeah, I do meet, once, I don't always say anything, that I'm an actor when I'm doing a tour, but sometime I do,
Well, you know, Lewis is actually one of the most liked characters out there in the whole franchise because of, I mean, you really just you can like the character, you know, you can often relate to him, and
Yeah.
all a lot of people say, and I think so as well, that you've made the character sound very natural and realistic, you know, like it doesn't really sound as if it was acted out. It sounds like it's the thing. It's the real thing, right?
Oh, well, thank you. That's a cool compliment. I appreciate that.
Well, you really did an amazing job. And, not only like the brutal stuff, but also just the normal conversational parts, which were really just believable. And I think Lewis likes dad jokes, honestly.
Which is a trip because I think I kind of Earl. I suck at dad jokes. I try to use them on the bus, and they, sometimes they work. But I don't have any kids, so I tell them, "I'm sorry, y'all. I ain't got no kids, so I'm good at it." And so actually, what last year when it got the snip, wow, the vasectomy. So I ain't having kids, man. It's a little. I'm 58 years old, man. So what I'm gonna do with a kid? At this
Jesus,
point,
58?
yeah, man. I just turned 58 in November.
You look
So,
30.
yeah, man. It's well, you know what they say, man. Black don't crack, but it does stretch. I try to live clean, man. I try to live okay.
Of
You know,
course. And
I try to keep. Go ahead.
No, people can really tell that, you're really living a good life because you just look well and you keep yourself well, and that's all that matters.
I do b drink my little bourbon every now and then, and I'm up here in the Pacific Northwest, so we were one of the we were the second city in the United States that legalized cannabis. So long as you don't overdo it, so because I'm 2 hours from the Canadian border, and so in Canada, weed is legal in the whole country over there. So I think in the United States, there's probably about maybe 18, 19 states now where it's legal in there. I think they're trying to do it across the country. So I think probably about in a year or two it'd probably be that way because there's so much money in the game. But other than that, those are the only two propensities that I might indulge in every now and again, and that's about it.
Never thought I'd hear these words come out of Lewis's mouth.
The new Lewis is like. Hey, because we got the storyline. They were heading off on the onto the to the island or somewhere. They never, said where they were, so they rolled up. They probably rolled up on the island where they got some natural greens,
Yeah, probably.
and Lewis is like, "Woo, hey, Zoe, check this out."
At least something positive.
Francis is still there.
I still was thinking of doing this interview with Vince and Jen, but I mean Jen is just super busy, so I have not been able to kind of get that together.
She don't really do this kind of stuff that often. She's more, every now and again, I think she'll get out, but for the most part, she's kind of like chilled, laid back,
Oh yeah, I mean that's understandable. But I mean, it's also that if I'm gonna get together some of the actors for like a reunion, it might as be well, most of you, like the main cast.
Yeah, so she'll be with the project that I'm working on. She's gonna be on board.
That's gonna be great. That's gonna be great, Earl.
And so, yeah, that's why I'm like, when you jump off, man, you're gonna have to come down here and do your podcast on the, on through that event. You're gonna I'm gonna give you the premier access.
Well, I mean, I would like to say that you can count on me. Whatever it takes to, promote this, whatever.
I mean, I'm gonna be balling by then. So I mean, right now I'm only a multi-thousandaire, but by the 2 years, year and a half or two, probably in the next year is what I'm shooting for. So about in a year and a half, I'd be like, Ronald, which airline would you like to fly on? I'm gonna get you over here. You probably still be coach, but hey man, come on. You been to the States yet?
No, never.
Okay, come on then. Okay, you got it. You see, you got me right here live. You're hearing me say it. So when it jumps off, you can hold me to it. You got witnesses.
We sure do.
Are you still with your partner? I mean, working with your partner? I forget his name.
He was Vincent, but
Vince,
he is
okay, yeah.
currently busy with other stuff. So n at the
Got
moment,
it.
no.
Got it. Cool. Y'all both balling, cause you doing voice work and everything as well too.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah, but like you yourself said, there's a less and less work every day.
But that's why I want, that's as soon as I get the rest of the money out the way, because then you can create your own content,
Yeah.
because with these days, with the technology is there, and the
Yeah.
advent of YouTube, put together your own projects. And so that's the only reason I'm busting my ass in the business, is
Yeah.
to do that, because it'll probably be about a total of 10 years by the so if I do another little bit over a year and a half, it'll be 10 years. But it would have put me in a position where it's like, okay, cool, now I can do what I want,
Yeah, that's right. And I mean, I think that you can also see that Lewis is a character that could help you
Oh
become,
man,
because that was such a huge game, Left 4 Dead, and Lewis could really help you make your own stuff and kind of help with promotion, I mean, Lewis is just, yeah, amazing.
and especially since they're not valving them, they're not doing it anymore.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I don't know what happened with them, that they just said, man, I'm out. Or
Well,
yeah, because
it's hard to say because now they're also working on some hardware stuff, like virtual reality stuff. So I'm not sure what's behind it, but I mean,
Oh
yeah.
yeah, that's right. Because they were actually working on it. Like, man, they've been working on that for multiple years. Because I actually got to go in there. This was like, man, how long ago? No, this was, oh my God, it was a while ago. Because I went over there and they were showing the behind the scenes. They were working on, the headgear and,
Yeah.
Now, yeah, so I don't know what the tech is going to be like now, because they probably have the stuff like you integrate it, you go into a room, because just a few blocks from here, because I'm 2 blocks from Amazon corporate office. Amazon is like with this, all the, like, they got like 60,000 employees, like right down the street from me, like 2.5 blocks. And so this one place just opened up, and it's like a VR like facility. When you can actually put on the gear and you go in there, and it's like you're in a different
Oh,
world.
yeah.
I was
But that
like, oh
is
my
pretty
God.
cool, though, yeah.
So, man, I don't know, people might spend more time in that realm than this one. But yeah.
Well,
So
probably that realm is probably nicer to look at than this life that we live in, unfortunately.
right. So, I'm just trying to bring a little love back to the world,
Oh, yeah.
so and so, man, it's gonna, it's just was taking a little taking longer than I anticipated. Well, especially when you start a business, they say, your money really doesn't start kicking in till like that 5th year. And then it was kicking in, boom, and then COVID came. I was like, oh no. But now that that's over, and I mean, there's still a little bit lingering, but here in the States, man, people like, yeah, whatever. Some
Think things
parts of the
things are
state,
looking up, yeah.
they're looking up. Like some states didn't even care about it too much. But I lived in one where it was like really locked down. You couldn't work. They wouldn't even, it's my business, but I couldn't work for over a year because of the law.
Let's head on to the next question. Well, we were talking about in the previous interview, we were talking about how Lewis's design and character changed over time, from this gritty bearded guy to this office guy. I'm curious about which Lewis do you prefer?
Well, the other guy was just, I don't think he would have been as relatable if he was basically like a Black Francis, if you saw the picture.
Yeah.
That's what he looked like. But he only lasted through the audition process, because I think I might even mention that when I auditioned, I had used a different voice for that guy. I was doing a voice based on what his appearance looked like, and then
Yeah.
they had me and a few more people come back and do it again, and but they had it like, well, he didn't look like that anymore. I was like, oh, and so then that was about it. But he looked like, he actually, I think in the photo he had like a cigar,
Yeah.
like a hunting vest on. He had like a, you know, his hair was like curly, like a little kind of a fade, and like he just was like, I could be in the wilderness and like I can hunt down a wild boar, you know, with a butter knife. That's what he looked like. So he, I don't think he would have been nearly as relatable had they kept him that way.
But you see,
But
back then, all of the cast members looked I would say prepared for the apocalypse. The way they look now, they look like
oh,
it all kind of came, out of nowhere, the apocalypse, and Lewis still has his red tie on.
That's right. So, but it's gonna be because that was what, so that move that game came out in 2008. So that was like what, 16 years ago, something like that. Was
Dang.
it? So, because it's what, 2024. So since we hadn't seen him that long, he's probably gotten a little old. He looked like he was about, maybe Lewis was about 30 or something like that during that. He was either late 20s or like maybe 30 years old is what I always, when I look at him. So now he's probably about 46, you
Yeah,
know,
I guess.
so or in that age. And so be perfect now because I'm about that look.
It's
But
kind of
yeah.
funny that you look like Lewis as
You
well.
know, that's because I don't have any hair, you know. Well, I got a little stubble. I just got stubble
But you see,
now.
your face also kind of resembles him.
And so, yeah, if my nose was a little pointier, then we'd be there. But yeah, but you're right with what I was talking about as far as what I'm want to do with them. But it's evolved a little bit, and so. But I don't want to say too much now because I got to make sure I can get all the approval, you
Yeah,
know.
of course, of course, of course.
But at worst case scenario, if I can't pull that off the way I want, then it will still be the same concept. It just won't be the characters, but I think I can do the characters. It'll let us.
Yeah, let's hope that can happen, yeah.
Especially if they're not doing it anymore, better let them live on than just die in the shelf.
Titanium Man has a question for you. What was your most memorable moment from voicing Lewis?
Let me see. Well, you mean like, I wonder, does he mean like during the actual recording session or oh, I think that was finding out what was going on in the scenario in the game. I mean, like in the what kind of world is this? Because they didn't, when they bring you in, they don't tell you anything really. When you auditioning, they don't want to give away the secret. So they're real vague about what it is. So when I got there, I still didn't, then they start trying to give you a little bit more information. But I was like, okay, I'm still not 100% sure what's going on. So when I say, if I was reading a line or two, like, wait, what's happening? And so then the more we talked about it, then the more I started getting engrossed into the world. Oh, now I get it. So this is once I really got a grasp of what they were talking about, then I was able to lean in and do on the voice work. Because then it's like, okay, now I know what's going on. I can get out. And so just having the discussion with the guys in the booth was probably the overall part was probably, it was intellectually, but it was still fun. And like that, the part when we're like, I'm actually interacting with the boomer or zombie, or I'm trying to kill him and all that kind of stuff. But we had to save that to the end. I asked him to save a little bit to the end so I still have a voice. Because that was a four, the first time it was like a 4 hour session, just going through all this dialogue,
Jesus.
And I mean, because basically it just came out with a stack of pages, pow! And you just had to say the lines three different ways, three to four different ways. And sometimes I would say it the way they gave me leeway to say some of it the way I wanted to say it, which is probably why you said sometimes it sounds natural, because they hadn't really heard the lines being spoken by an actor until I was doing. So, it can look a certain way on the page, but if you say it, And then, you know, it might sound a little different. So they were changing, they probably changed about 10% of the lines during that recording session. Yeah. Because once they heard them, they was like, oh, okay, that didn't, okay. Then they say, hey, anywhere on here, when you're reading the lines, if you want to say it a different way, feel free. And so
Well,
they did,
the
yeah.
voice of Francis, Vince, he did say that a lot of times he was like exhausted from those sessions, like it was.
Yeah, it's because it's hard to keep their energy up for 4 hours is I think is kind of long. That's a long time just to keep going through dialogue. But you know, they're renting a studio. So not, I think it might be a little different if they had their own studio. So they're renting that space. So they don't want to, I mean, it's crazy, they don't want to go over time. And so they're trying to ding, ding, let's just knock it out, you know. But that was a while ago. So now I'd imagine hopefully they, you know, they got their own,
Yeah,
you know,
probably.
or if
Maybe
some
by now,
certain
yeah.
places, hell, as much money as some of the games make you think they'd have their own little stoop, little place. But you know, at the time you don't know if it's gonna work or not when they're making it. You know, they're just hoping, oh, I hope it's good. So
Yeah.
they got a budget, so they're trying to keep it tight.
Yes, of course. You know
Yeah.
what? I'm really curious, and I want to hear your opinion on this. Will there ever be a Left 4 Earl 2?
Oh wow. I don't, you know, I'll have to talk to Michelle about that. You know,
Because the first version was amazing.
I'd have to see. Because I know even she's like the director and the writer, she's you know, she had to get like a more of a traditional gig, you know, too, because you know, it's just that the industry, you know, trying to really live, you know, that's probably even the people you see in movies, man, even, or you may be somebody on Real Popular Games, whatever, they still get hustles and jobs or side gigs, or they're doing other stuff, or that's why, like the other voice actors you just mentioned doing those other little projects, because trying to get any form of revenue possible, you
Yeah.
know, in art. So it's just not, I mean, how often do companies make games? They're like, it takes, you know, years to develop, you know. And then, but you really do need to live in that area where they're ma making those games. Because when I went to, I was in Austin doing like a little convention, and I was like one of the panel guests. And they were like, "Hey, man, if you come down here, you know, we'll give you some work." But they do a lot more like anime type stuff. They do all the stuff from Japan, but over there they convert them to studios with the English actors. But you know, I thought about it, but I was like, ah, I can't go to Austin just for that, you know.
It would have
But
been
you
so
do,
cool to hear you in an anime, though.
yeah. But up north, but at, probably at the end of this year, I'm gonna, you know, look at getting my agent up north, and but I'm gonna go kick it in Japan for a couple months, and come. But when I come back, I'm definitely, because it's only a couple hours up the road, and so I'll have people definitely working with me, so I don't have to be in the business all the time. So if I got a gig, boom, I can go do my gig.
Just
And
like that.
that, yeah. Well, that was the main reason I started the business, is for the flexibility. So like even when you go, you know, you go to a conference or something and you see the actors up there, you know, they still hustling on the side. They just, a lot of people just don't want to talk about it because they're trying to make themselves seem so cool. Like, oh
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
yes. But I'm like, nah, man, because you know, I know a lot of these cats. I know you hustling on the side, you know, especially in a city like Seattle, it's expensive as hell, you know, to live here, you know. Because Microsoft, we got like Microsoft over here, Microsoft, T-Mobile, Boeing, Amazon, you know, all these big major companies are like right down here. So the cost of living over the last, I would say, 10, 15 years skyrocketed, you know. Up here, even though it's like right now inside the window, it's gray 6 months out the year, but other 6 months is beautiful. But because we don't have a lot of land, so water everywhere, the average house in Seattle was like 815 grand. It was 915 grand, and it dropped down some, But that's still a lot of money. The average rent is like 2,100. I think it might have dropped down a little bit to about 2,000, you know, for a basic one, that's the average. So some people paying like 4G for an apartment, but probably down to about maybe 1,500, you know. So if you want to be in this region, you know, you gotta have a couple nickels, you know, to do it. But yeah. And so that's why that's the hustle. But then after that, I can do what I want. Hey, you got a project? Yep, boom, I'll be there. Boom. Just jump on, you know, just drive up there or whatever. Or even if I have to live here a few months, I mean, certain months out the year, maybe I'll go, you know, I physically live in Vancouver for a few months. But after I go to Japan for 2 months, that's just something I got to check out to see if I'm really liking it enough to like maybe kick it over there for a little while. But you know,
Good luck with
I want,
that, yeah.
yeah. But I, you know, I want to, but I want to get back to my, to the arts, man, like on a more full-time basis, you know.
We have a special guest on the line. His name is Lewis.
Hey, what's up, y'all? How's it going? How you know who I am? How'd you find me?
You are a celebrity in the world. Do you know that?
Really? I am? I didn't
Indeed.
know that. Oh, awesome. Hey, y'all. Can people see me?
Yeah, people can see you. And did you know, or well, I hope you can tell us something about this, but some people have heard you appear in this George game where you voiced a cooking bakery guy. Curious George does it ring a bell?
Oh, you know. Now that you mention it, I think it kind of does.
Good to see you, George. A helper in the kitchen is just what I need today to bake a special surprise.
You know, I was at the IT office before that apocalypse stuff broke out. And somebody said, "Hey, Lewis, you seem like you got a good voice for a video game to help kids with count with Curious George." And I'm like, "Why not? 'Cause I'm always down for the kids." So I forgot I did that. Yes, that's right. Woo!
Did you take your pills, Lewis?
Take them every day. Pills here. And you know, I'm starting to get older because that was 16 years ago since I was in there. So I gotta take pills sometime. You know what I mean? Just to stay vibrant.
Oh.
Matter of fact, I need to go get my pills now. I'll be right back. Hold on.
Grabbing pills.
See? Pills here. Don't wait a minute. See, I got the pills for 55 and older. GNC supplements. I hope they give me some money for this. Those are the kind of pills I take right now. Hopefully, I don't have to take any more of them life-saving pills. But with the way the world is going now, who knows?
True, true. Are there still any zombies around the area you're at?
Sometime. If you got to be real quiet at night, it's not too many of them. So the ones that you still see now, they're not that strong. So you could just walk up with a big rock. Oh. Because I don't have any more bullets. I'm talking too loud. Wait, I hear an ambulance. That must be where you are, right? Or is that where I'm at? Oh, that's here. I broke character. I'm sorry. I was like, that sounds right here. Oh, I'm stupid. Okay, but I'm still Lewis.
Yeah, you are Lewis. I mean, who else could you be, right?
Nobody but me.
Yes, that's right. Lewis, have you made it to that island that you've been dreaming of?
You know, I did. I got there, but it wasn't sustainable. You know, I'm not a farmer. I'm an IT specialist. I don't know how to grow food. And, you know, neither did Zoe. So we stayed there for a while, and then we just got on a raft and took off. Then I ended up at this land. Just wasn't that many people here. There's a few of us. It's kind of like, but people are in their own camps, you know. So it's just me, Zoe, and well, Francis, he's over there, you know. We don't let him hang with us too often, though. He's a little different.
That makes sense, yeah. Well, at the end of the day, you did find yourself a pretty nice apartment. I do need to say that.
Oh yeah. Well, I ain't got to pay rent, you know, because it's not occupied here. So I found the field generator, and it works. And so I'm just living here until the world becomes a little bit more populated. But I am working on my computer technological advances again. So, you know, there is something I'm working on called AI. Most people haven't heard about it because it's only a few of us. But what if it's up to me, you'll hear about it very soon.
Oh wow. You know what?
Well,
I know a thing or two about an AI too, and that AI can replicate your voice and people can make anything with your voice. What do you think of
what?
that?
Wait a minute. Are you saying this technology already exists?
Indeed.
I had no idea. Well, I'm wasting my time working on. Wait a minute. Did you say replicate my voice?
Yes, it can clone your voice and they can make you say whatever they want to make you say.
What? Well, but if I stop talking, they can't clone me, right?
Well, as unfortunate as it is, there's so many recordings of you on the internet. It's impossible
Oh
to make
no.
it stop.
Oh no. Well, how do I get paid? Well, I lied when I said I don't have bullets. Where are these people at? I'm gonna go get my gat and track them down. Let me see. We call Zoe. Get her online. We're gonna have to put our old battle gear on and go back and get paid.
You have never heard of it?
A little bit. But I thought I was inventing it, but you just told me about it. But I never thought about it as somebody capitalizing on my voice monetarily without giving me something.
It's
So
crazy, right? It's crazy.
it's real crazy. What year is this? 20, because it was the last time I really talked to a lot of humans, it was 2008.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've been kind of cut off from the world for quite a while, especially since this apocalypse has been going on over there.
Oh,
But it's
okay.
2024.
What? I forget. 2024? Zoe! She's on the other side over there. She can't hear me.
I must tell you, your shirt is whiter than ever. Even after 16 years, it's still nice and white and clean.
Well, this is a, I took this off for somebody.
Oh.
He couldn't wear it no more because it wasn't going to do him any good because his legs was gone. So I imagine he ran into a boomer, so I just took his shirt.
You see, I understand that at the start of the apocalypse, you were in the office and you had the. This outfit on, but the
That's all
six.
I wear is I had when I worked at IT, I had seven shirts and seven red ties. That's all I would wear. I didn't have to think about it. I would just
Ah.
do it like, what's the guy, Zuckerberg? He just wears t-shirts and you know what I'm talking about? He started some big, huge company. I remember it was getting real big when the apocalypse broke out. And so I thought if he only wears one type of shirt, then that's the less I got to think about. So I just wore a white shirt and a red tie every day.
You see, that makes perfect sense, but people would think that, 16 years after the apocalypse, you would, get a bit like cooler with the all sorts of leather jackets and whatnot, a cigar in your mouth.
Oh, well, you know, I can work on it.
Grabbing pills.
How about this? Am I cool now?
You're pretty cool, Lewis. Just make sure you don't choke on that thing.
Man, people are gonna look at this and be like, Earl's stupid, he's a geek.
Now you're just like a smoker.
Damn it, hold on. I gotta get my glasses. I'm sorry. I did mention I was 58.
Yeah.
Okay, there it is. I can see a lot better. Stupid, but I can see. Mister, if one of us gets killed out here, I'm gonna shoot my way in there and beat you to death with my gun. That's funny, Francis. Why don't you take your mustache and your little vest and your chaps and find yourself a parade? Get it off me! Get it off me! She came, dang, 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 dang. I said, yeah. That's some country ass bullshit. When all this is over, you think they'll call us heroes? We are saving humanity, right? I mean, a very small four person chunk of it, but still. Huh, I don't remember that line. Let me say it again. Look, when all this is over, you think they'll call us heroes? I mean, we are saving humanity, right? I mean, a very small four person chunk of it, but still. Smile when it hurts the most. Look, that's my philosophy. Man, I feel like I'm Gordon Freeman. Who the hell is Gordon Freeman? Oh, man, I feel like I'm Gordon Freeman. Oh, the Half-Life. I think I did one of those that got kicked to the curb. I had a nice house before this, a 401k. Damn it. I had a really nice 401k. Hey, guys, look, remember I said, don't come after me? Look, I was kidding. Can somebody come get me? Hell no. That's stupid. All right. Oh, hey, Francis, I got a good feeling about wearing your skin as a pretty dress. Oh, damn. Did he really say that?
He did.
Okay. Hey, Francis, I got a good feeling about wearing your skin as a pretty dress. Your spit. Oh, your spits? Okay, I got it. Spits. Look, your spits are worse than Sniper's Jurate. Sniper's Jurate. What's the Sniper Jurate? Explain that again. Is that a name or something? Or is that a.
In Team Fortress 2, the sniper had a weapon which was a jar with his piss, and they called it the Jurati.
Oh, okay. Okay, count. Okay, got it. I got you. Count. Okay, count. Let me do it one more time. Kind of like Dune. Your spit are worse than Sniper's Jurate.
And lastly, Earl Lewis. Do you think Lewis would have anything to say about the Vogue podcast?
The Vogue podcast. Vogue podcast. Oh, I heard about the Vogue podcast. The Vogue podcast is the best, most awesomest podcast on the planet. I haven't seen the whole planet, but I think it's the best. Lewis said so.